mean, you have to remember that Michael financed the film, so therefore we didn't have to answer to anybody but ourselves. And so he had complete control, and he was involved in everything from the lighting, you know, to the directing, working with the director a little more closely, the choreography, the scenery, I mean, you name it, he was involved with it.
It's got to be more like, it's got to be more like you're feeling something, yeah.
Listen. Tell them.
Right now, the end, are you okay to TV? It should be more internal. You got more movement. It should be more like something's going on inside you. I mean, that's why when we build it to a mountain and we bring it back down, it's got to have that emotion.
Okay, here we go. Places, please, everyone.
It wasn't only members of the cast who turned up for filming. Gregory Peck couldn't resist the opportunity to watch Michael dance.
Here we go.
And neither could Robert De Niro. Smooth Criminal is a story by Michael. He called in screenplay writer David Newman to develop his ideas, but Newman found Jackson a more interesting character than the one he had written.
As I walked onto the set the first day, watching a dance rehearsal, and Michael, as you see in the film, is wearing an armband. It happens to be blue, a dark blue. But when I first walked on the set, I thought it was black, and I thought it was a mourning band. I finally said to somebody, well, what's with this armband? Because I had not written a mourning band into this character. And somebody said to me, that's Michael's new thing. It's puzzling, it's mysterious, it's mystical. It gives this character a life off screen that I don't know about. And I wrote this character, but Michael knows about it. And he makes that stuff work for him. Latest one was today. If you, we're in the middle of shooting the big song and dance sequence. And Michael's wearing band-aids, white band-aids on his fingers. And I said to the director,